Sentire Media.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of New Life in Italy. I'm your host, Samantha Wilson, and today we're diving into a crucial topic for anyone planning to move to Italy, and that's finding a place to live. And in particular today, I'm going to talk about a rental property. If you're planning to apply for a visa or are moving to Italy, say to apply for citizenship, or maybe you're married to an Italian or European and you need to take your residency here, then you will need to have an accommodation secured in Italy before you get on the plane. Now, why, you ask? Why before? Well, because renting in Italy takes time. And if you're planning to buy in Italy, stick around with me here because renting may end up being in your future, if only temporarily. For many people, renting is their preferred way to start their new life in Italy. It's more flexible, it's cheaper, and it's a lot easier to cut and run if the initial location that you've chosen isn't quite what you'd hoped for. Renting in Italy, and actually in Europe in general, is really normal. It doesn't hold any negative social or economic side glances, for example. It's not taboo at all. In fact, it's probably a really good idea if you don't know where you want to live yet, and you might just be looking for a place to settle in first and find your way. Now, before we go too far down the road, I want to start by saying that renting in Italy is difficult. You've probably heard me say that before. And it's not just difficult to find a good long-term property, but it's more difficult to find owners that are willing to rent to foreigners. With no Italian income, it's a really large hurdle to get over. So whether you're dreaming of a quaint little apartment in a busy city center or a peaceful villa in the countryside, today I'm going to give you some insider tips on how to rent in Italy. I'm going to talk about what owners are so worried about and how you can help convince them you'll be an amazing tenant. Plus, I'm going to explain why choosing your very first location can impact your future tax liability, how much time your search will take, and what kind of rental will qualify you for your visa or your residency. And there's a lot to unpack this week, so let's not waste any more time. I'm Samantha Wilson, Chief Dreammaker at SmartMoveItaly.com, and this is A New Life in Italy, a show where each week I take you behind the scenes of what it's really like to move to Italy, introduce you to some fascinating people, answer your questions, and show you how starting a new life in Bel Paese is possible for you. Well, welcome back. Are you ready to find your perfect rental in Italy? Well, today I'm going to break it down for you so that you can start and finish your search with success. First, I will say that navigating the rental market in Italy requires patience, a lot of flexibility, and a well-thought-out strategy because everything you do in Italy causes this domino effect. So the decisions that you make about where you're going to live could impact future benefits or maybe some needs that you have. Because renting in Italy is unlike anything that you probably are used to or even know anywhere else. Rental terms are longer, tenant rights are a lot stronger, and leases are regulated and registered. And the entire process isn't simply transactional. And what I mean by this is that just because you have the money to pay rent doesn't mean that the owner will rent to you. And this is probably the most frustrating part of the rental process for foreigners. They say, look, I've got the money to pay, why won't you rent to me? But always remember that this is Italy and everything is based on relationships, even renting. It's about who you know and who they know and who will vouch for you. When you move to Italy, you may assume that you come with, you know, this lifetime of experience and established credit and reputation. But everything you did in your past means really very little here. For some of this people, you know, this is a really freeing feeling. But for others, it can be very frustrating when people don't acknowledge your past. Your income, although to you may be reliable, to an Italian that doesn't understand that source of that income or ability, he knows that he can't get at it if you default on your rent, you become a risk. Your credit score in your home country holds little to no weight. And the most valuable asset you have will be your ability to communicate and your reputation that you are reliable and can be trusted. It's also not very easy if you don't speak Italian, which is why the very first piece of advice I have to give you is to get help. Now, this help can be a friend, a local person that works in the bar or a shop, or a professional agency like ours. It really doesn't matter who helps you. It's just that you get help from someone who speaks Italian and English and who can vouch for you and explain to the owner who you are and why they should trust you. Often foreigners scour websites like Idealista or Immobiliare and send, you know, countless emails to agents asking about properties. And maybe you'll probably know if you've done this, only about 50% of them actually will reply to you if you're lucky, 50%. And if you're wondering why they don't reply, why the agents don't reply, well, most likely the reason is that they're busy with other clients and they just couldn't be bothered. I know that sounds really strange because it's their business, but you have to imagine how many people dream of moving to Italy, and they always start with a rental search. And even if they're not quite ready to rent, they dive down the rabbit hole and they soon start sending out inquiries to agencies when they're not quite ready to sign a lease. And maybe you've been one of those people at some point. And I can tell you that there are thousands and thousands of people who window shop property in Italy. And I completely understand it. It's a dream place. So it's easy to even fool yourself into thinking that the time is right when it's still just a few months or maybe even years away. So try to resist doing this because agencies get super tired of the requests. And they end up just focusing on collaborating with other agencies that have verified clients. They don't usually have to wait that long to rent a place because rentals go really fast in Italy, which brings me to my second tip. Do not start your rental search until you are ready to sign a lease that starts no later than 1 to 3 months in the future. If you need a rental for the fall, for example, and now it's spring, wait. Because the owner will not likely sign a lease that starts so far into the future. He wants a renter and the money now, obviously. Also consider the time of year that you hope to start your lease. August in Italy is our holiday time, and most estate agencies are closed. Rental properties will be full of tourists, and owners will be either at the beach or up in the mountains, as they do in August. And the holiday in August is called Ferragosto, which consumes all of us. So consider that August is a complete write-off. Don't expect any agencies to reply or work for you during this month. So if you're hoping to arrive in September, then start your search in July. And if you're not successful before August, expect to lose a month because you won't be able to do anything then. You can try to secure something earlier, but August break makes a September arrival tricky if you need a rental. So now that we know to get help and when to start a search, let's talk about the kind of rental leases that there are in Italy for residential and visa purposes. Rental agreements in Italy can often be quite rigid compared to what you might expect in other countries. There's three kinds of rental agreements in Italy. Transitorio, which is from 31 days to 18 months, so more than 1 month up to 18 months. And it's used for transitory purposes. So for example, if you are temporarily moving into Italy or to another city in Italy for work, or you're coming here for school on a school visa or student visa, this is the kind of lease that you will be looking for. This lease cannot be renewed after the first 18 months, and in some cases, this kind of lease can be used for an elective residency visa, but please check with your consulate first because many of them prefer a residential lease, which is what I'm going to talk about next. The residential leases are 4+4 or 3+2. Now, what this means is a 4+4 is a 4-year lease with the option to renew for another 4 years. So potentially 8 years. Yes, I know it's a really long time. But in Italy, all leases can be broken without penalty by giving 6 months notice. So even though you have 8 years on your lease, which is good for you because you're secure for 8 years, you really can get out every 6 months. Now, the 3+2 is similar to the 4+4, but instead it's a 3-year term with a 2-year renewal. Now, there's also a little bit of a difference with this lease in that it holds a special tax incentive for the owner. So there's some requirements such as you must make the property your primary residence and provide the owner proof. where the 4+4 doesn't require you to establish residency, but both leases, the 4-4 and the 3+2, will qualify you for pretty much any visa. When you sign a lease in Italy, you will need your codice fiscale. Now, this is that Italian tax ID number that you've probably heard of. You can get it for free if you apply at your local consulate, and you can tell them the reason you need it is because you're signing a lease in Italy. You will need to ensure that the lease is registered with the Italian tax office. Any contract that is done in Italy must be registered. And the owner is responsible for this registration, so don't worry about having to do it yourself. And depending on the agreement, though, there might be a little registration fee, but it's usually not too much. Once the lease is registered, it is official, and the owner can't break it, except for, you know, very specific personal reasons. So you can be pretty confident that it is yours. You can plan on paying about 2 to 3 months damage deposit, and sometimes a little bit more if you have a pet and the property is furnished. Now, pets and renting in Italy is generally okay if you only have one pet, maybe 2 small dogs or a cat and a dog. But if you have a few dogs and a few cats or a bunch of them, expect this to be really quite difficult. Okay, so let's keep moving on. I told you there is a lot to unpack. Now that you have help and are ready to search and you know the kind of lease you want, let's talk about where to find the best properties and what to consider when choosing a location. You may have traveled to Italy already a few times and have an idea where you want to live, which is a really good start. Now, I recommend that you try to narrow your search to a few municipalities within the province. For a reminder of a little bit of Italian geography, a region is big. It's like Tuscany or Umbria or Lazio. And a province is an area inside that region, like Florence or Perugia or Rome. And inside these regions are actually cities and comune. And it's very difficult to search multiple regions like Tuscany and Umbria, for example, because they're really huge. And although they may seem like they're small, 3,000 miles away, they really are big. And there's lots of cities and areas inside each of these regions. So you should start by picking the largest center in the area that you want to live and draw a circle of about 10 kilometers outside that center and start your search there. The more specific you are about your search, the faster you will be able to find suitable properties. If you use this shotgun approach, you're just going to be all over the map, literally, and it's going to be very hard for you to compare a really good property to one that's not so good. Now, choosing the right location isn't just what you like, but what makes sense for you and your new life in Italy. Your vacation needs will be very different from your everyday living needs. You'll likely lose your driver's license, for example, after 12 months of residency. And if you're not 100% certain that you'll be able to pass that notoriously difficult Italian driver's test, then make sure that you choose a location with really good public transportation, even if you don't need it at the beginning. Otherwise, you know, walking 20 miles across rolling hills to get a box of milk is not really living la dolce vita. Now, if you plan to establish residency in a 7% flat tax qualifying town, then the first place you establish residency will impact your ability to claim that tax relief. So don't think you can, you know, move to Florence first and then later down to a 7% town. You could easily and quite unknowingly lose some of those benefits if you don't plan properly. You can search on major sites like Idealista, Immobiliare, and there's another one called Miafitto. Now, I have put the links into the show notes that you can take a look at, but if you have an agency helping you, they also usually connect with their internal teams to help match with the search. Now, once you have identified some properties that look like they fit, then you're going to need to decide if you can rent without visiting it in person or not. I strongly recommend that you do not make a specific trip to Italy only to search for a rental. The chances of finding a rental in that short trip is very, very slim because rentals go very fast and it takes a long time. So I recommend just save your money and rent with pictures or video. This is really how about 99% of people rent in Italy. Now, let's say that you found the perfect property and it's time to make an offer. Your agent or your friend or whoever it is that you have helping you is going to be invaluable here because there's no secret database of rentals in Italy that the agents have. It isn't like the search that's the biggest value. I mean, it's a value because they understand the location and can tell you the better places. But it's the negotiations, the security, and the ability to vouch for you that you're really going to need help. And this is where you will have to convince the owner that you are a good tenant and that you can be trusted. It's also the time that you will need to fully understand the lease, the terms, and your responsibilities. The lease is going to be in Italian, so Google Translate isn't always so reliable. Now, again, this is why you're going to need the help of a friend or an agency to make sure that your rental lease is safe. In some cases, you can negotiate the lease price and ask for a little bit of a reduction. It really depends on the property and the location and how popular it is. We can usually negotiate just a little bit off the price, which adds up over the course of the year. But the other more important part to negotiate is asking to change that out clause. Remember, reducing it from 6 months down to 3 months. And sometimes you can get some movement on the amount of damage deposit that you need to pay. Your agent needs to present your financial dossier to the owner. And this includes your bank statements, work contracts, investments, social security, any income, anything that you have to show that you can pay the rent. And this is your goal, to show them that you have enough money and that you are a reliable person. Now, be prepared to be rejected. I know this sounds really negative, but it is just a reality. Owners will just say no because they feel you are too risky. And don't take it personally, just move on. And also expect them to take some time to respond to your offer. No news in Italy does not equal bad news. It just means that they haven't made a decision. This was one of the best pieces of advice I had, you know, decades ago, someone gave me. It's that no news doesn't mean they're no longer interested. It just means there's just no news here. So be patient. It can take a few weeks to get everyone to agree. Remember, some properties have more than one owner that have to decide on you as a tenant. All right, so let's say everything is perfect and you got the apartment you wanted. Congratulations. You will have spent several months, lots of emails with your agent or your friends. You've been looking at lots and lots of different properties and you've worked really hard to convince the owner to trust you. Now you have a signed and registered lease that you can use for your visa and eventually residency in Italy. Now, it's been a long, hard road for sure. There's no question renting is hard in Italy, but you made it. And now you can focus on your move and preparing to start your new life in Italy. So before I say ciao ciao today, I want to end with my top 7 tips to make the rental process smoother for you. Now, number 1, get help. Whether that's friends, family, or professional, please do not think that you can do this alone, especially if you don't speak Italian. It will be very difficult and take you 2, 3, 4 times as long if you're even successful. So number 1, get help. Number 2, plan on a minimum of 3 months to find and secure a rental. You need time here. Number 3, have your financial proof and your documents ready to send. Don't wait and then have to scramble to find it. Have your dossier all prepared in one file for an email. And number 4, have at least 4 months of rent cash available. This needs to be available to cover deposits because you could be paying up to 3 months of deposits and 1 month's rental commission to the agencies, which is typical. Number 5, be flexible. Don't focus on small things. Think that, you know, a rental doesn't have to be your forever home, just a home for now. Number 6, be patient. Things here take a lot longer than you would expect. Expect to be declined a couple of times, but keep being persistent because you'll get there. And finally, number 7, don't hold out for the perfect property because unicorns do not exist, not even in beautiful Italy. And if you hold out for the perfect property, you could lose the opportunity to get your visa if you need the property first. Well, we've come to the end of another episode of A New Life in Italy. And if you're searching for a rental property in Italy, you can submit your search criteria to us at smartmoveitaly.com/rent. Or if you have a question that you would like me to answer in a future episode, head over to smartmoveitaly.com/podcast and send it in. Until next time, my friends, ciao for now. It's time for listener questions. Just like the old radio call-in shows, my team has picked three listener questions, all left on our voicemail. I have no idea what these questions are, but I haven't been stumped yet. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hi, Samantha. This is Peter. My question is, my wife and I are looking to purchase a home in one of the 7% zones. And other than visiting every single one of these little towns, what's the best way to find a decent property that we're going to be happy with in one of these towns? Thanks.
Hi, Peter. Searching for property is always so much fun. If you're anything like me, you know, I can spend hours and hours on these websites looking for property. So that's where I'm going to tell you to start. Here's the thing. In Italy, there is no MLS. So there's not one big major database where everybody puts their properties on for sale, where all the other agencies put their properties up. It's actually just something you have to dig around and search independently. Different websites, Idealista, Immobiliare. These are really big ones that a lot of agencies use to advertise. But also, if you Google the comune or the area that you're looking for and look for property for sale, and you just Google very specifically, you can often find some local agencies with listings as well. Now, keep in mind, if you are working with a buyer's agency, it's important not to contact all the listing agents directly and let your specific agent contact them on your behalf. So if you're sitting there on a Sunday morning digging around looking for your perfect home and you find something, just make sure that you bookmark it or save it and send the link to whoever's helping you. If you're on your own and you're trying it on your own, certainly reach out to the agents directly. But often this is all you have to do. It's trial and error. And this country is based on relationships. So if you find a town that you really love and you're looking for something, spend some time there. Go into the local coffee bar and tell people you're looking for a property and be prepared for a lot of people to offer their help. But that's often how you can find something that's kind of a gem that nobody else knows about.
Hi, Samantha. It's Sherolta. I just have a question around property purchases. If you were to purchase two properties, is it better to have both in you and your spouse's name, or would it be smarter to put one in one name and the other in the other spouse's name? And also a part B to this question, if you don't have either one of those houses listed as a prima casa, once you take up residency, is this a difficult process to have one of them switched over to a prima casa? Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Hello, Sorolta. Good question. You know, we have a lot of clients that do end up buying more than one property. I don't know if it's like a kid in a candy store, because there's just so many amazing places to buy. Now, if you are a couple and you're owning more than one home, what you had brought up actually in the other part of your question about prima casa is what comes to mind. So prima casa, for those who don't know what that is, if you are buying your first residential home in Italy, then you get a special tax break. You go from 9%, which is the transfer tax on a second home, to 2%, which is the transfer tax on your prima casa, your first home in Italy. You also never pay IMU, which is your regular yearly property tax, forever, as long as you have the house. So there's some really good savings for prima casa. Now, this is really the reason why you would maybe separate the properties in between each person having their own prima casa. But of course, that means that each of you have to take residency in each other's homes or each of your own homes. So depending on your situation, that may not work perfectly for you, but it's possible and people do that. Be careful though, because there are some little hiccups that come with owning the same property. If it's in the same municipality, you can't have prima casa more than once. So there's some details to that. Which leads me to your second part of your question with prima casa. Can you elect prima casa after you've already purchased the home? And the answer is no. So if you want to take this tax benefit, you have to elect this tax benefit before you complete the deed of sale. You can't go back and do it. So the other thing to consider that is if you've elected prima casa and you are not planning on taking residency right away in the home, that's okay. You have up to 18 months to establish legal residency in that property in order to keep that prima casa benefit. If you don't do it, if you do not keep that prima casa benefit or you don't establish your residency, then you will have to pay the difference between 2 and 9% closing cost plus a 30% penalty. So be careful with this and make sure that you are really sure that you're going to be taking residency in that house so that you keep that benefit.
Hi, this is John. I am calling from the U.S. My wife and I are interested in residency in Italy. I am not a citizen. I am a U.S. citizen. My wife is a dual citizen. And I am curious about the process of applying for extended residency for both of us. I realize we both will have to apply, or I think I understand that we both have to apply, but we will have to apply differently, and curious what that process is like.
Hello, John. Nice to meet you, and thank you for the question. From what I understand, your wife is Italian-American and you are American. So what this means, it's good news for you. You do not need a visa in order to move to Italy. You keep bringing up the word extended residency. So I'm just going to make a bit of a clarification here. I think what you're asking for is whether or not you can move to and live in Italy, because this in essence is what we call residency here. And in order for you to come here and move and live more than 90 days, your wife has to first move her residency to Italy, which means she has to arrive. You have to have a place to live, whether it's a rental apartment or a house, a purchase or a property purchase. Your wife will have to arrive and establish her legal residency. This means she's moving her taxable residency, her place of domain, to Italy. So she will do that first, and then immediately after, you can apply for a permesso di soggiorno based on the fact that you are married to an Italian resident. And then after you have received your permit to stay, your permesso di soggiorno, then you yourself can apply for residency. And that's what residency means here in Italy. It means that you have declared that you now live in Italy, that you are a taxable resident of Italy, and now you can stay more than, with your permit, you can stay more than 90 days because you actually live here. But you'll always be tied to your wife in more ways than just being married. In Italy, you are tied to her because she is the Italian and she is the one with all of the benefits of living here. So if you want to stay here as well, she also has to be here. And when you move here together, you will also have all the benefits, meaning you will get free healthcare as she does because she is an Italian. And you also will be able to work. So there won't be any restrictions for you at all if that's your plan. Well, that's all for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions about visas, citizenship, property, and, well, really anything about moving to Italy that you would like me to answer in an upcoming episode, please feel free to send us a voicemail at our website at smartmoveitaly.com/podcast, or just click on the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and remember, you can find all of the resources and the links to the people and the places that I mentioned in this episode inside the show notes. Ciao for now. A New Life in Italy podcast is a production of Sentire Media, created and hosted by me, Samantha Wilson. Production by London Nero, and with special thanks to Ali Frothingham, Sofia Pisana, and the entire team at Sentire. Follow A New Life in Italy wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you're thinking of moving to Italy, whether full-time, part-time, or for a lifetime, come and see me over at smartmoveitaly.com and we'll help you get here and start living your best life. And don't forget, if you love this episode, please rate and leave a review. It's much appreciated. I can't wait to meet up with you again next week, same time, same place. Ciao for now. Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentire Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. And we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com, that's S-E-N-T-I-R-E media.com, and find out how to submit your show.